Well, today in Germany, the trial of 93-year-old Oskar Gröning opened. Gröning earned the nickname the Bookkeeper of Auschwitz because of his role counting money confiscated from the Jews who were killed at that Nazi death camp. He's charged with being an accessory in those deaths. The BBC's Jenny Hill joins us from Lunenburg, Germany, where the trial is going on. And Jenny, there were Auschwitz survivors in the room today as Oskar Gröning testified. It must have been extraordinary.
Yeah, one can only imagine what they must have been thinking as they faced the former guard across the crowded courtroom. He was a pretty frail-looking man when he came in, supporting himself on a walking frame. But as he spoke, and he spoke for well over an hour, his voice was strong and steady as he described and admitted to the fact that he'd witnessed atrocities in the notorious death camp. I know I spoke to some of the Auschwitz survivors. They all expressed the same opinion. They were looking forward to seeing him in the dock, and what's more, they're looking forward to giving evidence against him in the weeks to come.
As you say there, he admitted a share of moral guilt, but he says he has nothing to do with what he's being accused of.
Yeah, I mean, not only is this a very emotional trial, it's also a very unusual trial, and it's taking place because of another court ruling that was made a few years ago here in Germany. Essentially, that meant that prosecutors can target people like Oskar Gröning. He doesn't dispute the fact he worked at Auschwitz. He witnessed atrocities there. He was aware of some of what went on. And yet there's no direct evidence that he was ever directly involved in the mass murder. So this court case, the people in the court have to decide how instrumental his role was in facilitating the mass murder. He's charged, as you know, over some 300,000 counts of accessory to murder. So that's what the decision will be made over. So it's a very unusual case because it is really the first or second of its kind here in Europe.
And why is it happening now, so many years later?
Well, it's down to that court ruling a few years ago. That involved another death camp guard in a different camp, but again, a Nazi. And in that case, prosecutors were able to see him convicted. He was actually sent to jail for 5 years. Not because they could prove that he took part in killings or genocide, but simply because he worked at a camp. And that, if you like, has set a little bit of a precedent, and that's allowed this case to go forward. Now, you would expect to see a rash of other cases. 7,000 guards, for example, worked at Auschwitz alone. But obviously, you have to bear in mind the age. Fewer and fewer of them are available, still alive, to be able to be brought into the courtroom.
And you write on the BBC website that people in the courtroom could see the horrors of Auschwitz through Gröning's eyes.
Yeah, and what I found quite poignant is the difference, perhaps, in views between Oskar Gröning, his Auschwitz, and the Auschwitz which was faced by three or four of the elderly people sat in the courtroom. Their faces were completely impassive. They behaved with utter dignity, as he described one of his first nights in the camp when he first learned what it was all about. He talked about how he drank vodka with some of the guards who'd been there for a while, and they said to him, you know, these Jews are going to come into the camp and they'll be killed and then they'll be disposed of. Horrible stories, other atrocities that he witnessed. And he then later in the proceedings took a sip from a bottle of water when his throat became obviously very dry. And as he went to swig from his bottle of water, he said, I'm going to drink from this bottle, just like I drank from the bottle of vodka in Auschwitz. And you could see some of the relatives of those survivors flinching visibly. One shook her head as he said this. And there was a real sense of us and them. But I think a lot of the survivors have said what they'd really like to see is him apologise, to acknowledge the human suffering, perhaps that he didn't directly cause, but certainly that he was part of.
What does this tell you about Germany today? And this is a country that you go to Berlin, you can go to an incredible Holocaust memorial right in the middle of the city. You can take a walking tour and see the bunker where Hitler was. But it's also a country that still seems to want to come to terms with what happened there and make amends as much as it can even today.
Yeah, I've been in Germany working for about 6 months now. And what I find striking is this deep sense of shame. Wherever you go, if you talk about the war, the Holocaust, the atrocities committed, that is always there. And you mentioned Berlin. Certainly in that city, there's been a real effort to put history on display. And of course, the reason for that is people say, well, we don't want this to happen again. You know, we don't want anti-Semitism to rise again. They can see the dangers therein. What's really interesting about this court case, One of the lawyers representing the survivors said this yesterday. He said, you know, for well nigh 50 years, you couldn't have brought a case like this to court because the prosecution simply wouldn't have had it. The judge wouldn't have had it. So there is a real shifting of attitudes too. And unfortunately for many people, it's come too late because so many of the people who were working in these death camps are now dead. But there is a shift in attitude. It's generational, of course. But we can expect perhaps to see that continuing.
That's the BBC's Jenny Hill speaking with us on a Skype line there from Lüneburg, Germany. Jenny, thank you so much.
Thank you.